Welcome to Farm Talk on a Friday, a sunny Friday out here in God's country. Well, if this is God's country, what's that other place? who's in charge of the other place? Every once in a while, we do have to head out to God's country and check in with Bowman, North Dakota's Jim Sabby of Pipers. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, good, good. It's a beautiful day, but if we don't get any moisture this weekend, it's probably not going to be God's country out on my side. It is so dry out there that I don't know what's going to happen. They're forecasting, you know, up to 3/4 of an inch for the weekend, and now they've kind of backed off some of that, and it's getting very critical.
You know, what's that? You know, the carrot dangling at the end of the stick. You know, jerking it away. So the Weather Service did that to you, huh? I've always been saying 1/4 to 1/2 inch is possible out there for you guys this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we get it. But you know, I've been from southern Texas, Mexican border, all the way to Minnesota, and I drove in rain all the way this last week.
Wow.
And a couple of days ago, I've been in rain around this country. I'm in the Bismarck area right now, but over in that Steele and Napoleon and Anamoose area. And I'm hoping this stuff is following me home, because I plan on going home tonight, and they're talking rain tomorrow. So I hope it follows me home.
They ought to lay out the red carpet saying, "Welcome home, Jim, and bring the rain."
Either that, or they're going to find a tall tree and a short rope for me when I get to town, one or the other.
And, well, maybe a few pheasant feathers, yeah, and some tar or something like that. But let's hope.
Yep.
Let's hope you get the rain. Now, there are some farmers out there who are just saying, heck with it. I'm not planting anything, because if this keeps up, I won't get a crop.
And there is guys in my area that were able to get into the stubble, and it was pretty dry, but they had a little bit of moisture. But anything with sunflower ground or corn ground is so bone dry, they can't even hardly get the air seeders in them in spots, and it's just burning up their discs. And so they kind of pulled out of there and waiting for moisture to see what happens.
Wow. All righty. Well, we are going to pray for rain. And again, I know your best chance is tomorrow. Across the border down there in western South Dakota, there's a chance of some thunderstorms. So maybe some of that, and maybe a cold rain. You'll even take a cold rain on the newborn calves out there.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of brandings going on, and a lot of guys are finishing up calving. And so, I mean, we'll take rain anytime, and guys don't mind missing a branding because of rain. So that's why a lot of guys have scheduled branding for this weekend. They'd rather miss the branding and sit around and have a few adult beverages.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, that's what Mother's Day is for. Let's get Mom happy. So.
That's right.
All right.
That's
enough on the weather. What kind of equipment auctions do you have coming up from Pipers?
Well, we've had some fantastic ones, and now we're moving on to this next week. We have the Becker Estate Farm Auction. We moved it up to Drake, North Dakota, and some really nice equipment. We've got a real nice Claus chopper up there. Go ahead and take a look at that, and a lot of John Deere tractors, some tillage equipment, and a lot of livestock equipment. If you're looking for a nice couple of chutes and alleyway and that are almost brand new, we have them up there. We've got a little bit of everything. A lot of semis and some grain box trucks. This guy did custom chopping for a living, and so he's got some pretty nice semis, and the trucks with boxes on are set up for silage or grain. So that is going to be opening up Monday. That's online only. Opening up Monday, and it closes on Thursday of next week. And then we move from there to the Dahlman one down at Lair, North Dakota. Another great, it's a smaller auction, but excellent equipment and a lot of livestock equipment. These guys here, had a lot of livestock, so we've got a lot of panels, gates, again, tub and alleyway, chutes, trailers, pickups, skid steers, and some really nice balers. And then moving along to the Traum Estate Gun Auction down at Fairmont, North Dakota, this guy had a trap shooting club out there. So we're going to sell all the support equipment, the vehicles, guns. We probably have 100,000 rounds of ammunition going on this sale. And so come on down to Fairmont and spend a Saturday with us. That's going to be a great day. And then we move into June with the Copland Estate Machinery Auction at Raleigh, North Dakota. And I'm heading there right now to finish updating some stuff. But some nice late model combine, late model tractors, really nice hay equipment, again, livestock equipment. So come on down and take a look at that one. But just go to our website and take a look at pifers.com. Another one, we just booked one up in Mercer, North Dakota. Then we have our online one. Then we have a plume, one up at Lakota. And then we get into more gun auctions. Then we have one over in Minnesota, Martin Engineering, some great trucks over there. And then one we really want to talk about, but that'll be down the road, is the Gandrud Farm Machinery Auction here in Bismarck. A lot of really nice 2016 to 2018 John Deere tractors, hay equipment, square balers, round balers, a lot of panels. They're moving out of the area, and they need to get rid of all this. So we got a lot of nice stuff coming up. But it's been a great spring. All we can do is just hope for moisture and guys get the crop in and be safe out there. But we have, if you want to talk auctions with us, give any one of us a call out of the Bowman office or the Steel office, and we'd be glad to talk, whether it's land or machinery.
For sure. All righty. Well, Jim, yeah, it looks like that Gandrud Farm Equipment Auction in Bismarck on that's down the line in August. But these other ones, yeah. and that's going to be live in on yep. and online. The one in Lair and up in Raleigh and Mercer, those are live. People can actually go to a farm auction.
Yes.
Looks like Ernie and Russell sure like green equipment.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you have nice equipment, you really want to show it off. And that's why we like doing the live auctions along with online. And guys want to come and take a look at this. But we have some fantastic stuff and well taken care of stuff here. But we love the live auction. So if you're worried about it, you just don't want to do an online one, we will do a live and online one also. There's certain circumstances where you want to use just online, but 99% of the time you're going to want to use a live and online to get the most bang out of your machinery and the most money. And if you got good equipment, let's showcase it. You know, you want people to see it.
Saturday, May 22nd, Jeffrey Trom's estate auction down at Fairmont. 100,000 rounds. Shields doesn't have that much ammo in stock right now.
We might be able to charge admission to that one. yeah. You know, everybody's looking for ammunition and guns, but it's unbelievable what they had. You know, a lot of shotgun shells, a lot of pistol shells and rifle shells. He was an avid hunter, and then he had the trap shooting club. You know, we've got mechanical throwers, and we've got electronic throwers, a lot of shooting targets. And it's just unbelievable what this gentleman had. And of course, it has all the support equipment to go with it. And unfortunately, he passed away, and the family said, let's just get rid of all this. But, boy, that's going to be a great auction down there. I think we have close to 70 guns and like I said, all the ammo that anybody's going to need.
Wow. And some very interesting, checking the website here, very interesting firearms there at that sale. So
yes.
All righty. Yep. Well, Jim, you've got your hands full. You're busy, but you're always looking for the next auction. So, I mean, there are some folks who are thinking, well, this let's go out on a high note here, and this might be my last year. How do producers get a hold of you to talk about having an auction?
You know, you can look at our website, or you can give us a call at 701-523-7366, and that'll get you to many of us in the company, and we'd be glad to handle your auction. I just talked to a gentleman this morning that said the same thing. You know, we got $7 corn and beans are high, wheat is high. I want to go out on a high note, and he said, let's book my auction for this fall after I get done with harvesting. So give us a call. Go to pifers.com to look at anything we have, or if you need more information, just give us a call, and we'd be glad to call you back and come visit with you.
Gotcha. All righty. Hey, Jim, sounds like the wind's starting to come up out there around Bismarck.
It is. It is. Yeah. And I know at home they said it's really windy, and I'm hoping to get home yet tonight. I haven't been home for 12 days, so it'd be kind of nice to hang out and go out to the ranch and see what's going on. So hopefully the wind settles down and all it does is rain.
Yeah, well, let's keep our fingers crossed that you did indeed bring that Gulf of Mexico moisture back with you and take it right out there, some of the driest parts of North Dakota and South Dakota out west. Again, always good to visit with you, Jim. Have a good week. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies in your life.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on, and we'll visit again, and you have a great weekend.
You the same. Thank you. Jim Sabby of Pipers.